Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful Wednesday morning, April 14th, 2010. We prepare this from our home office here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's a joy each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages, and our goal is always to encourage and to provide biblical instruction. Today's message is titled, Many Convincing Proofs. Listen as Brooksine reads our daily text today.
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
And that's from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. A proud, ungodly professor tried to, quote, reason, end quote, with a young child who believed in the Lord Jesus. He said, My dear little girl, you don't know whom you believe in. There have been many Christ, in which of them do you believe? The child confidently replied, I know which one I believe in. I believe in the Christ who rose from the dead. I, along with people of all generations, concur with this confident child. Historian Luke begins his two accounts, the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, with these thoughtful illustrations. And I'm reading from
Introductions.
I'm reading from Luke 1, 3 and 4, and Acts 1, verse 3. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account from you, for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. And then the Acts passage. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Today we want to consider one of the convincing proofs of Christ's resurrection. The faith of the Christian believer has a sound, objective, verifiable historical basis. Luke calls them convincing proofs. There were also many appearances of the resurrected Lord over the 40-day period from the day of his resurrection to the day of his ascension that are not recorded in the historical portions of the Gospel or Acts, and our daily text is one of them.
In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul lists the names of some whom Christ appeared to following his resurrection, including one remarkable group of more than 500 who are not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture. This particular appearance to over 500 in one setting must have been a part of the record transmitted through the apostolic preaching. Oh, I yearn for more details of this encounter, but we'll have to wait until heaven to speak personally to those unnamed eyewitnesses. However, it must have been quite a meeting.
First of all, we wonder who were these 500-plus brothers, and we're not told. We also wonder if there were women and children present on this occasion. I believe these were some of the many unnamed followers that believed in Christ and served him during his earthly ministry, such as the 70 that were sent forth. They wouldn't have had the depth of teaching the disciples did, and likely the trial, sufferings, and death of Christ was a huge faith crisis for them. Had they been misled? Was it all for naught? Then the reports began to circulate that Jesus had risen from the dead and had appeared to some of the women and his disciples. Could it really be? At some point they gathered for the meeting referred to in our daily text. I could see it in my mind's eye, perhaps at the side of a mountain, although we're not told, but it must have been a very colorful, lively setting. Well, Brooksie and I smile as we think of the joy, relief, and vindication of faith that swept through that crowd that day.
Can you imagine the stir as people sought to get a glimpse of what others were describing as the person of Jesus? Voices could be heard as people nudged one another. Jesus, look, it's Jesus. He's alive. Can you believe it? And still others pointed to the moving figure in the distance. There he is. Surely many excited parents hoisted children on their shoulders to get a view of Jesus as they tried to explain, it is he, the crucified Christ. He is alive. Well, there was no closed-circuit TV for those unable to get a glimpse, so there's little doubt that some were frantic in their attempt to get a good view of this walking miracle.
Many of them were still alive when Paul wrote. Since this was written some 25 years after that event, some had fallen asleep, a New Testament phrase or euphemism the early church used for death. I always wonder when I think about those that are still alive, that Paul was kind of saying, there are eyewitnesses that are living today that you can speak to. Well, one day, all we who believe will have a similar experience to those 500. We will also see the Lord Jesus, and I believe we're going to smile. Some will jump, dance, and shout as their faith is rewarded. Keep believing today, our friends. And we end with a quote from Hebrews 10:35. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
Let's pray together. Father, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy when we proclaim the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we were not personal eyewitnesses to the resurrection of your Son, we have personally experienced and witnessed in others the transformational change that the ever-living Christ brings about in the lives of those who believe. The completion of Christ's incarnation took place at the tomb when death was swallowed up in victory as he overcame the power and terror of death's penalty. Satan's plot failed as God's plan flourished, making us more than victors through Christ who loves us and atoned for our sins. Thank you for all you went through so that we might have abundant life here and eternal life on the other side. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We serve a risen Savior today, and it is a joy to take this time, both in our personal study and preparation, and then this final steps, although I have about another hour of web-type work now, but to share God's Word, whether you're listening on Wednesday, April 14th, or sometime down the road, we want you to be encouraged in your faith with the Lord. Well, we do have several photos up today. None related specifically to the message, but a beautiful, cute St. Bernard picture we lead the message with, a picture I took of one of our neighbor's dogs up the road, and then had some wonderful guests last night, our friends Jeff and Lois Worrell and their two children, Hannah and Isaac. They brought us a jug, a big jug, a one-gallon jug of real maple syrup, and we got a kick out of that. Well, we have a couple songs we refer to today. One is My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, a great old hymn, and then a song written that I suppose would be considered a hymn by many, but written in my lifetime, called I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are sitting here reading into our little microphone, into our home computer on Wednesday, April 14th, 2010. Thank God for those many convincing proofs that has been provided, and let us again determine that we will faithfully serve the Lord.